Hello and welcome to Shoot the Breeze on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Marcus E. Acko.
I'm David Campbell.
And with us in the studio, please tell us your names and what part you played in this movie, Yardi.
My name is Amel Amin and I play D.
My name is Chantal Jackson. I play Yvonne.
Hi. Thank you very much for joining us. We do have a question that we're going to ask, but we don't want you to answer it just yet. We're going to ask you to answer the question later on. And it's, what is your favorite movie? Okay. It's a thing that we do on the show where we always ask favorite movie. So think about your favorite movie. Right. At the very end, before the very last question we'll ask will be, what is your favorite movie? So just think about that now.
Wicked.
Excellent.
You've got a very good radio voice, just saying.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous. It's like really putting me off right now.
Okay, fair enough. I'll try to pull
it back. Pull it back. It's too nice.
Roll it back in.
Excellent. Emil, since you paid me the compliment, I'll throw the first question to you.
That was my tactic. Yeah. I'm checking. Go.
Who is D and where do we find him in this movie?
D is, when we find him at the beginning of his story, to be honest. He's a young Jamaican kid living in, you know, the ghettos of Jamaica. He's got a brother that he looks up to. That's his whole life. And then this brother, who's a sound man, a DJ, is murdered in front of him. And he was a peacemaker of the community, his brother. Mm-hmm. Then he grows up with this trauma. He goes with this trauma of, I want to know who killed my brother. It's a great mystery to him. And that trauma doesn't leave him at all. Mm-hmm. I think he has aspirations to, you know, the tagline of the movie is, will you go with the righteous, which is the Chantal Jackson's character and this child, that love story, or will you go with the damned, which is his own trauma. Mm-hmm. And so we follow him on that journey of, you know, making choices to who he thinks he's going to be.
Perfect. And then you brought in Chantal's character. Chantal, you played Yvonne in the movie. Who is Yvonne and where do we find her in this picture?
Yvonne is Dee's love interest. We find her at the beginning of her story as well, which is, you know, in primary school, we call it primary school, in Jamaica, and her and Dee having this kind of like a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. Mm-hmm. Eventually she moves to London and with Vanessa, and then Dee comes to London and she sees this grand opportunity for them to have a beautiful family and a lovely life, the family she's always wanted, and realizes that, oh, you know, he's still on this mad hunt to avenge his brother's death and having to help him, well, trying to guide him, you know, to a different path to say, listen, this is what you have and this is what you should focus on. Never forget your brother, but you have to let go of the past. Avenging him is not going to be anything worth doing. And, you know, you have a daughter. Mm-hmm. You don't want to bring her into all that mess. So, like, helping him to make a choice, but at the end of the day, supporting whatever decision he makes, not leaving his side.
Okay. Chantal's voice is nicer.
I was going to say that, but I figured, no, I'll keep that. We don't have enough time to be able to go through compliments. Because you're talking about my voice, your voice is, you're drinking apple, what is that? You're drinking apple juice. Yes. I'm just thinking, just like, that's just adding to the flavor of the voice, as well as your voice as well, Chantal. Very lovely to meet both of you, but I'll back up. David has
Chantal,
a question to ask.
Yes.
Please.
and David's got that English sound, quintessentially British. Yeah, let's carry on.
And listen to everything you said, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen to everything. Would you say Yvonne was pivotal in Dee's development whilst he was in London?
I think so. I hope she was. I mean, if she went, no, it's true, because
that was a male, by the way.
Because Yvonne,
that's the aperture. He's going down the wrong tube.
Anyway, Yvonne went outside of these decisions. You know, she was trying to make decisions for him. She went to Clancy directly, you know, to say, listen, this doesn't make any sense and this has to stop. At the end of the film, when he decides to go to the Shabin, to, you know, she decided that, listen, I'm coming with you. And when he says no, she says, I'm coming. I'm already involved. And so, as I said before, at the end of the day, she will not leave his side. You know, at one point she got very upset and, you know, said, get out. This doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But realizes that, you know, a lot of young men at the time, you go the fast way, which is the money and the gangs and whatever. Yeah. You don't have someone there to kind of reel you in or give you some guidance. And most times you just need someone to say, you know, this is the path you should choose, or this way. I mean, you can't tell them what to do. You can just try to guide them. And she was, she made sure she did that throughout the whole film. She wanted this man and she wanted her family and she was going to get it.
okay, you said she wanted this man. Yeah. But there was points in that film that you look as if you were trying to bat him away.
But that's what love is, though. It's like sort of,
yeah. And you know, I think that came up when it came on to Vanessa, her daughter, because at the end of the day, that's her life, you know. And Yvonne, throughout this film, Yvonne reminded me of my mother and how she treats us. My mother will fight people for her children. And so at the time, whenever we see Yvonne batting the away, was mostly when it came on to Vanessa and her thinking, you know, this man is going to bring some kind of danger to my child.
Right.
And that's where I draw the line, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
And that's actually led me to a point I wanted to ask you about. What did you find to ground Yvonne in yourself? And you mentioned your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So how close to your mother did that character sort of seem to you?
My mother and I are best friends, you know. But my mother has a similar story. My mother travels a lot for work, you know, so I don't see her all the time, but we talk all the time. But, you know, her children, the way she treats us, you know, like we are her treasures. How Yvonne takes care of the home. When you go into Yvonne's house, it's a typical Jamaican house, a place clean, she take care of the place. My mother would wake up before everybody, fix up the place, start making breakfast by the time you wake, you know? So she reminded me a lot of my mother, my aunts, the woman in my life. I got a lot of guidance from Idris.
Okay.
That Yvonne in the book is not as developed as this character, and so he kind of developed the character in the script.
Sure.
And so I had to get a lot of guidance from him. But as it relates to like the strong, firm, dominant woman within the home, definitely the females I've grown up with.
It's great to get your own sort of impact on the role and be able to develop the role yourself. Emil, yourself, with D, how did you connect with that particular character?
I mean, the initial point was I have an Uncle Kirk that generationally came over during the same time as D. And so he was the beginning of it all. Just that stoic Jamaican man who doesn't really express his emotions.
Yeah.
You know, when he does show love, you're so appreciative because it's like, oh, wow, Uncle Kirk has given a compliment.
Show me about it.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly.
Right. And so that was the beginning of it. But Idris and I got the show in 2015. I was headed to LA Idris happened to be in the same lift as me.
Okay.
And then we spoke about the film and he offered it to me on the plane.
Yeah.
Right. And then I decided I was going to, you know, listen, we're all, you're saying, tell me about it. So, you know, I was very, very nervous about taking on a Jamaican role.
Sure.
Yeah, because typically speaking, we as Black British Caribbean are the worst critics, not Jamaicans, you know. Because I think it's us, because we don't really speak the language, but we all think we could speak it better than each other, right? Right, and so there's this feeling of responsibility, and he's laughing because he knows it's
true. No, it's true. It's because you're moved away from your homeland, so you're thinking,
and it's like, oh yeah, I can speak it better. Yeah, exactly, I can speak it better. You're not really doing it right, right?
Exactly.
And so I went and lived in Jamaica for 2 months, and Idris and I decided that I would take the method approach to it, which really meant obviously developing the accent and living in the accent, but also when I actually arrived on set, no one met me as Emel. You know, I didn't interact with anybody as Emel, and that's not just from an accent perspective. It's developing an internal world that would just shift my energy, you know, living with the trauma. I'd wake up to gunshots. My entire apartment was filled with images of the time, you know. Those type of things really helped me forget that I was being me.
Okay.
So those were the kind of access points. And Chantal and I actually discussed, she's like, I'm learning Emel more now.
Yeah.
Now,
because she's met D, and now she's meeting
met D. Yeah. I mean, we know each other, but it's like,
the initial introduction was D, you know. So by the time I got, because we're exchanging emails as D and Yvonne, so when I got to London, D and Yvonne were already familiar. It was for Chantal and Emel to get familiar.
That's good. And Emel, you mentioned how Idris brought you in, and you also, Chantal, you mentioned how Idris allowed you to explore more of the develop the female character in the role. Emel, I want to ask you this question. You've worked with an array of different directors, George Lucas, the Wachowskis, Lee Daniels, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
What has Idris Elba, working with Idris Elba, is his first feature, directorial debut. What has that given to you as an actor?
Yeah, I felt myself change as an actor twice in my life, like completely shift. The first times was with Lee Daniels on The Butler. Mm-hmm. He said something to me during takes with Clarence Williams III, if anybody knows who that is. And I just was like, oh, right, I've changed as an actor.
Okay.
And then and working with Idris, I've never had a director in my entire career that one has trusted me so much to go and do the work and to come to set and kind of hold people hostage to my process. You know, when people are meeting you as D, so say you were trying to do this interview with me at that particular time.
Yeah.
I'm approaching you like that. I mean, okay. I remember even Idris saying, no, I need an access point because okay. I was, you know, ignoring him sure. to some degree.
You were D.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm interacting as that person. But he trusted me a lot. He created the foundation for me to actually just be. And we did so much research adding up to it. And I never had a director that's invited me into their world. And before we actually ended up going to set, just doing so much work with him. I mean, I lived with him a little bit in Canada for a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was just a real... He just took care of the details and then let me fly.
Okay. As we're wrapping up, we're going to come back to that one last question. We've had tons of questions. We would spend hours with you, both of you. Mm-hmm. But we want to come back to that last question. What is your favorite movie, Emil?
It's hard to say. It changes.
Okay. Right now.
This second. I'm going to split it.
Yeah.
I want people to
sure.
see how diverse and complicated of course. I am. Malcolm X.
Oh, okay.
And My Best Friend's Wedding.
Nice. Okay. Nice choice. Julie Roberts. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Chantal?
My favorite film is actually it's a musical, Grease.
Oh,
I can watch that back to back to back. I have the soundtrack, everything.
We can do the
love
dance
it.
Afterwards.
Yes. I know all the songs. You remember?
Yeah,
we used to sing them in the trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you think of London now that you've been here for a while?
I love London. My only issue is the weather is a bit bipolar.
Yes.
So welcome like, it's a bit warm now. I remember we were walking. I was so warm. I took my jacket off. And like 2 minutes down the road, I was freezing. Like you have to have a jacket near. And then you have to wear something nice and chill. Mm. Yeah. But it's lovely. I love being here. It's really beautiful. I love the architecture, everything.
Excellent. Yeah. Chantal, Emil, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Cheers.